Okay, Perek Mem Ches, Pasuk Aleph, Shimu Zos, Beis Yaakov, Hanikurim, B'Shem Yisrael. Listen, this Perek, Yishai begins to give some Musar. It's not Kul Nechama here. This is some powerful Musar. And Rav Schwab, he elaborates upon this Perek very much. He explains that this Perek refers specifically to the 18-year period between the fall of Babel, Baal Shetzar, and the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash. We know there was an 18-year period in between. Again, Babel's Malchus, Babel lasted for 70 years. That was the mistake of Baal Shetzar. He thought that the 70 years of Churban began with the rise of Babel. That was a mistake. The 70 years of Churban began with the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. Therefore, now with the rise of Babel. So he celebrated, Baal Shetzar celebrated the downfall of Klal Yisrael 18 years prematurely. 18 years was, Baal Shetzar, the Malchus, came to an end. Koresh came to power. He invited the Jewish people to return to Eretz Yisrael and rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. They did not take him up on the offer, only a small amount left. Shortly thereafter, the Mikdash was suspended. Daryavish, after the death of Koresh, Daryavish, his son, suspended the permission for them to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash, and it was not reinstated until much later on, after the death of Achashverosh. But in any event, over here we are discussing those 18 years. Shimu Zos Space Yaakov HaNikurim B'Shem Yisrael. Now B'Shem Yisrael means Binyamin, because at this point in time, generally speaking, the Yisrael refers to the Malchus of Yisrael, the Ten Shvatim. But at this point in time, the Ten Shvatim are not living anymore in Eretz Yisrael. Yishai is not speaking to them. They have been exiled. Sancheriv have exiled the Aseres HaShvatim long, long ago. This was 180 years, at least 180 years before the Churban. I think it was, how many years was it? I'm not exactly sure, but it was at least 125 years. Maybe 180 years before the Churban Bayis, the Aseres HaShvatim have already been exiled. So at this point in time, we don't have the Aseres HaShvatim. So who then is he referring to when he says B'Shem Yisrael? So Mitzudas tells us he's referring to Shevet Binyamin. The only two Shvatim left was Yehuda and Binyamin. And now Yisrael, the name Yisrael represents the She'eris, the remainder of Klal Yisrael, which were only these two Shvatim. And since in this pasuk we're going to specify Yehuda, and we also specify Yisrael, we have no choice but to say that the word Yisrael refers specifically to Shevet Binyamin, those that are called by the name of Yisrael, specifically Binyamin, Umeime Yehuda, and those that have come from the waters of Yehuda, and those that have descended from the waters of Yehuda. That's a poetic reference to Shevet Yehuda. Why is it called the waters? So Mitzudas Rashi tells us, based on the pasuk, Yizal Mayim Midoliyav. May water flow from their bucket, from his bucket. So we refer to Shevet Yehuda as a bucket. And all of their descendants, all of those that come from Yehuda, are called flowing from the waters of Yehuda. This is a poetic reference. There's a little bit of a medrash somewhere that says a medrash, but it's a part of that the reason why we refer to Neime Yehuda Yotso, the Yam split at the time of Kriyas Yam, and whose merit? Nachshon ben Aminadav. He jumped into the water. He was the first one to jump. Shevet Yehuda was the first Shevet to jump into the water. And then the Yam split. So, Umeime Yehuda Yatzahu. The Jewish people left Mitzrayim because Yehuda jumped into the water. The waters of Yehuda, they're called his waters because he jumped in first and that caused the Yam to split. So now, what is the criticism? Hanishpam Shem Hashem. They swear in the name of Hashem, they mention Hashem's name, but lo ve'emes v'lo bitztaka, very powerful Musa. Here Yishai is saying that at this point in time, during these 18 years, after Babel has been destroyed, Koresh has given permission for the Jewish people now, well, at this point to return, the Jewish people are undeserving. They don't deserve to return and rebuild the Beis HaMikdash because they are insincere in their service to Hashem. They take up Hashem's name, they swear in His name, they mention His name, but it's not with emes, and it's not with tzedakah. It's insincere. They lie, they swear falsely, but it captures a general, it's a more general idea, the insincerity. Some learn that be'emes refers to their relationship in Adam la'mokoyim, between they and Hashem, and bitztaka means to their fellow man. They betray their friends. That one Jew is not good to his fellow Jew, and therefore they're not deserving of gula. Pasuk's next pasuk, ki me'ir hakodesh mikro. However, being that they are called, that their host country, Bavel, or wherever they were living, they were living in Galus, Koresh now was in control, Parasumadai, when they look at the Jews, they say, oh, these are people who have come from the ear HaKodesh. Nikro, they're called, this is a Jew. This is a person who was once a citizen of Yerushalayim. V'al Elokei Yisrael Nismachu. And they rely upon HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They pray to Him. They have a glorious history. Hashem Tzivakos Shemo. Hashem Tzivakos is this name, the name of their God. And therefore, in that merit, Hashem says, I will save you because of the Chilul Hashem that will occur to my name. We'll read them. So basically, the single here is that at this point in time, Hashem woke up Koresh to told him to let the Jewish people return to the land. Hashem says, you are not deserving, because you are not sincere in your service to Hashem and in your service to your fellow man, but being that it would be a very great chilul Hashem for me not to allow you to return, because everyone looks at you as the Jewish people, and my name is associated with you, therefore I'm going to overlook your chesronos, and bring for you a geula at this time. Let's look over the Mitzvah Pasuk Beis. How you get?
Is this the second time that Chilul Hashem is put apart in the Meskid?
Yes.
Didn't we have the same thing when I told Cheskiel that when you say Yerushalayim?
Yes. You have this theme all over for my name. Yes, you have this theme in many places. Correct. Yes, it's difficult. Let's see Pasuk Beis in the Mitzvah. This Pasuk Beis in the Mitzvah David Kimi Ir Avol, but. Because these people, the Jewish people living in Galus, they're called, they are referred to as Jews. And because they rely upon the God of the Jews, whose name is Hashem Tzivakos, because of these two reasons, Yigolush, I will redeem you. Shelo Yechulal Shemo, that Hashem's name should not be profane. But Amram, when the nations of the world say, Halayhema Mi'iroi, look at the Jews. They come from Yerushalayim, Ubit Chubo, and they have faith in their God. Umadu Le'Golam, why doesn't God redeem them? It must be Ein Zekiim Mikoytzer Yad, and it must be because Hashem does not have the power to do so. Hashem is weak; He's not a true God. So Hashem says, "I cannot tolerate this. Therefore, I will redeem you. But be aware, it's undeserved. I'm giving you something that you do not deserve." Pasuk Gimel. Harishonos Meyosi Gati. Now he goes to a theme we had many times. Like Yishai says, "I told you in advance." Predictions about the future. This is very, very common in ancient times of Yeshaya. Before you, I told you what's going to happen with Sancheriv. I told you about Pekach ben Remalyo, with Sin Melech Haram. I told you that they would be unsuccessful in conquering the world, conquering Yerushalayim. These were major events that happened in the lifetime of Yeshaya. Yerushalayim was under siege from the Malchus of Yehuda, for Yisrael, together with the partnership, the alliance with Aram. And I told you, do not worry, nothing will come of that. I told you that what's going to happen about the Agolus of the Aseres HaShvatim. I predicted what's going to happen with Sancheriv. Everything that I predicted came true. So just like those prophecies came true, listen carefully what I'm going to tell you now, what's going to happen in 200 years from now. Harishonos, things from time, from things, the early things which have already passed in our lifetime, me'oz higadati. I told you from me'oz, before it happened, I told you that it would happen. Umipi yotsu, from my mouth it came forward, v'ashmiyem, I let you know it would happen. And whatever I told you happened. Those prophecies came true instantly, without any warning. Epistle means suddenly it happened, I've done so, and it has come upon you. Let's look at the Mitzvah to clarify. Gimel, in the Mitzvah of David. Harishonos, Zer Mapola Sancheriv. I predicted the fall of Sancheirif. Me'os higalati, mikvar term bo higalatem. Before it happened, I told you. Or repeat yotso. Hadvar ma'achim yotso mepi from my mouth. Yishmati l'kulchem v'kof l'adav b'milos shanos. This repeated. Pisoy masisi. Bisancheirif. What happened? Asisi pisoy masha gazarti love ki b'layla achas. In one evening, nafil pigar mesim. They died suddenly. 185,000 soldiers instantly died. Vatavona kofol hadavar b'mash amar. These things happen. Now we go to the next pasuk. Midati. All of these. Now, why did I have this? Why did I have to predict these things? Why was it necessary for Hashem to send a prophet, Yeshaya, and tell them that these events would occur? Why couldn't the events just happen? And the Jewish people will look and say, wow, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is bringing about these events, and we have to do tshuva, we have to have a moon in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the answer is a very frightening pasuk. If Hashem would not have sent the prophet in advance to tell them to predict what would happen, if these events would just happen on their own, they would say that an idol caused these events to happen. The reason why the 185,000 soldiers died in the walls of Yerushalayim was because there was an Avodah Zarah, and the Avodah Zarah decided to kill Sancheirif and his soldiers, and that's why it happened. They're not going to attribute the miracles to the Yad Hashem. Therefore, Hashem had to send Yeshaya in advance to make them aware that what will happen is only through the Yad Hashem.
The Jews would have
said that. That's an incredible thing. The Jews, exactly what it says here. That's what this pasuk says. Midati, because I know, it's through my knowledge. I know how you Jews think. I know how my nation, you're stubborn. Midati, it's through my knowledge. Ki koshe ota. You're a stiff nation. You're extremely stubborn. You don't want to see the truth. Vigid barzel or pecha, your neck. The sinews in your neck are iron. You don't turn. You know, it's in other words, when something happens, when you hear a loud noise or something incredible happens, what does one do? You turn. You turn your neck to watch. The vein, the sinews, the muscles in your neck are iron, and they prevent you from turning and paying attention to unusual events, which would awaken you to recognize the Yad Hashem. The Gid Barzel or Pecha, there is a sinew of iron in your neck that prevents you from turning and paying attention. Umitzchacho, and your forehead is nechusha, is copper. You have a stiff head. It's if your head was soft, you would let the shechina, different things penetrate. You would let events penetrate your thick skull and recognize this is the Yad Hashem. But you're hard. It's an expression, you don't want to see the truth. Let's see over the Mitzvot Pasuk K very quickly. Midaiti, Pasuk Dal, Midaiti. Machma sheyodati, I know she'atem k'shei lev. You have a very hard, stiff heart. The orpechohu kigid barzel. Your neck is like, has rods, sinews of barzel. Mibli prokim. V'loi gid basar rotzlam. What does that mean? What does it mean that it's barzel? Not of a... without parts, it's just one. What does that mean? What's a loymar? Loy ponisi ponecho. You don't turn your face. Eli, you are unwilling to turn your face and pay attention to me. Ki ilu arpecha mat migid barzel. As if your arpecha, your neck, is made from a sinew of barzel. Sheiev shalachser upon him, which prevents you from turning your face towards me. Umitzchacha nechusha. Ken yomer, your forehead is copper. Ken yomer al mishu who may is biyoyis. A person who has arrogance. Shehu meir mitzchay, who lifts up his forehead, umichaskay kinechusha. Person who's arrogant, he lifts up his head as if it's strong. Instead of humbling and bending your head in humility before a person who is greater than you, you lift up your head in arrogance.
How bad would think that he had to be so insulting?
Obviously, they were very bad.
I mean, imagine what the goyim was saying about the goyim. I mean, to be so negative about the Eden at that time.
Yeah, that's what it says. So either you have to say that he's super magnifying teeny little imperfections. We have that idea. Some take everything in Navi like that. That if we would be taken back, if we would be able to go back and spend a day during the lifetime of Yeshaya, you would come and say, what an amazing society. Tzadikim gumurim. Never saw such righteousness. So what's going on? Then you read the words of Yeshaya. There's one approach. You look, they were on an extremely high level, and Hashem is medaktik b'tzadikim k'chot asara. He's super magnifying minor imperfections, which Hashem knew, if we're not corrected now, would grow and grow and would bring a terrible churban for Klal Yisrael 500 years down the road. And these problems had to be nipped in the bud. Others learn, no, if you would be taken back to those times, live a day, and you would say, you know, 21st century is not so bad. These are two very different approaches to understand Nevuah, all of the criticism that the prophets have been given the Jewish people. Very different approaches, but both of these approaches are found in the Rishonim. Okay, Pasuk Hei, Va'agil Chame'oz. So here Pasuk Hei says, I have told you, I predict from Me'oz, from way before. I have told you, there's a lot of repetition in these Pesukim. The Mepharshim tell us, there is repetition. I have told you Me'oz from way before. B'terem Tovoi Hishmaticha, before the events have occurred, I have informed you. Pen Toimu, why have I told you this in advance? This is an incredible pasuk. Because if I would not tell you, telling us an insight into all of the prophecies about Yeshaya and Yecheskel and Yirmiyah, because if I wouldn't predict the future, Pen Toimar, lest you say, Otzbi Osam, my idol has done this. Sancheriv collapsed because my Avodah Zarah. Do you know why the Jewish people left Mitzrayim? Why there was Kriyas Yamsuf? Idols did it. Koyach of Kishuf. It's only because Hashem predicted this in the future. Hashem told them what would happen in the future. Then they were able to see the Yad Hashem. Otzbi Osam, you might say my idol. Otzbi means sadness. It's a term that refers to an idol. Idols make people sad. They pray to them and they do not answer. Otzbi, my idol, osam, upasile, upasile, my pesel, pesel is something you cut. It's also in two or three words, you cut from wood. Viniski, an idol made from metal, that you pour molten metal into a mold. Sivam commanded that these events occur. There are three words here for idols. Otzbi, pisli, niski. I was afraid that you would attribute all of the miracles to idols, therefore I had no choice but to bring prophets and predict the future.
That's the whole purpose of Nevi'ah.
I don't know if it's the whole purpose, but it's one of the purposes. And it's an explicit pasuk. This is an extremely important pasuk. It's exactly what it says. One of the purposes of prophets is to predict the future so that when the event happens, you will recognize it has come from Hashem and it has not come from an idol or from another source. And that's because we're stubborn. Ki am kesha'erif ata, you're a stubborn nation. You're kosher. And we need the prophets to guide us in this manner. Pasuk Vav, Shamata, you've heard what I've told you. Again, he's repeating himself. Chazei kula, and you've seen it all. Every last detail that I predicted has come true. V'atem haloi sagidu, and speak up. If there's some detail that has not come true, I have no doubt you would let me know. Jews are known to complain. And if I promised you something and it didn't happen, you would be the first ones to let me know. So speak up. It's a question. V'atem you, haloi sagidu, will you not declare, will you not speak up and tell me if something I predicted did not come true? Of course you would. You wouldn't let me get away with anything. And being that you have nothing to say to me is an acknowledgement that every last detail has come true, and therefore now he begins. So now that you acknowledge the past has come true, let's review. What are the major prophecies of the past? Sancheriv, the Golos Aseres HaShvatim, the prediction that Yerushalayim will not fall to the alliance of the Malchus of Yisrael and Aram. Ritzin Melech Aram, together with Pekach Ben Rimal Yoh, that was one of the very first prophecies that Yeshaya predicted when before the Golos of the Aseres HaShvatim. And now he says, so since I have a good track record, I've proven myself, he's speaking now to the Jewish people after the fall of Sancheriv, later in his life, towards the end of his life, let me tell you what's going to be in the far future, in the distant future, in 180 years from now. Let me tell you what's going to happen in 180 years from now, and let this be on record to pay attention, so when after I'm gone, I leave this world, and the people who the new generation comes, they are born, and they'll look at my track record, they'll know that when everything I say is true, you should pay attention to what I'm telling you now, and do the right thing. What am I telling you? Hishmatich chadoshos me'ata. I'm now going to let you hear new things, new predictions about the future. Unitsuros, things that have been guarded. Nitsuros means secretly guarded. These are like a secret. Nitsuros means, how does it translate here in the Nitsuros? Shmuros, guarded. Kamoy, notzer te'ena, to guard a date. Te'ena. A fig. Te'en is a fig. So, Nitzuros v'lo yidatem, it's been guarded, and no one knows about these secrets. Aton nivru'u v'lo yimeyos. How do I know that these are secrets of the Nivru'u? Because these predictions, these events, have first been created now. In other words, until this point in time, Hashem did not yet decide on a plan. It was not yet meant to be the events that I'm going to tell you. It has first been decided by HaKadosh Baruch Hu now that these events will occur in 180 years from now. Ata nivru. Now these events have been created. V'lo me'oz. They have not been planned from time immemorial from Ma'aseh Bereishis. And therefore there's no one that could possibly have known what I'm going to tell you because it's not been decided. I just got a press release from Shemayim, what's going to happen? V'lefnei yom v'lo shematam. Before today, v'lo shematam. No one heard this. Pen toimar hinei yidatin. No one can say. Pen toimar. Pen means not. Pen toimar. No one can possibly say hinei yidatin. I knew about this. It's a lie, because these events have first been created now. Ato nivru, beginning of the pasuk. V'lemiyos, v'lefneiyom lo shmatim. Because it's impossible that someone can say about this, they knew about this. Pasuk ches. Gam lo shamat, there's a lot of repetition in these pasukim. Gam lo shamat, gam lo yodat, you never heard this and you never knew this. Gam eyoz lo pitecha oznecha, your ears were never opened to these words. Ki... Ki yodati, I know, bogod tivgod, I know that you, my Jewish people, are going to betray me. Upashemi betin korilach, and you are sinners from the womb. Now, what does that mean? Let's see them explain this in detail. Let's see them soon, and they'll tell you where Rav Schwab says. Pasuk ches, gam lo yishamata mitzudos pasuk ches rotzolaymar ki hinoch roye, you see. Shani levad magid davar term heyoisa al koze gam lo shamato amorai lekabel oisam gam lo yodato oisam ki hasarta mi livcha. Galus next word next tiba masal gam yoz rotzolay mal lo yato tchila sadegida ki gam yoz mizman rav lo ipatacht oznecha. From before Lishmoya Imarai Kyodati Adiani Shvuchol Dor Vador Ato Bege Bi Lucho Yikra Pashe Mi Betan Kimi Es Yotsos Mi Betan Rotzalem Me Es Shibakarti Khali Lom Ato Pashe Abi. So here he's saying, according to the Mitzudos, Gamlo Shamata, Gamlo Yodato. Not really clear what he's saying over here in the Mitzudos. Let's see over here one more time the words in Mitzudos. Gamlo Shamata, Rotzalemar Ki Hincho Roye Shani Levad Magi Dover Term He Yoiso, but Al Kolze Gamlo Shamata.
You
still do not want to listen. Gam lo shmat. Even though you know that I'm telling you is going to be true, this goes back on the previous pasuk. You know what I'm telling you is going to be true because I have a proven track record that whatever I say is correct. You still will not pay attention. I know. I've predicted things in the past. Whatever I predicted is true, and you know it's true, and you know that whatever I'm going to tell you now is true. But you couldn't care less. Gam lo shmat. It's as if you did not hear. I'm going to tell you about the future, but it's just going to go from one ear in one ear, out the other ear. It's as if you did not listen. Gam lo yodata. It's as if you don't know. You're going to make believe you never heard what I'm going to tell you, because you are by nature a rebellious people. Gam me'oz loy pitcha oznecha, because in the past you never opened up your ear. You always ignored the words of the prophets. Ki yodati bogoy tivgoy, because I know that you're a rebellious nation. Uposhe mi beten koyrulach, you've been poshe, you've been rebellious against HaKadosh Baruch Hu from the time that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has chosen you as His chosen nation. So this pasuk, according to the Mitzvah, is telling us is that whatever I tell you now is just a lost cause. You're anyway not going to pay attention, you're not going to be interested in listening. It's going to be as if you didn't listen because you have always rebelled. Now, that's according to the simple interpretation of the pasuk, as the Mitzvah says. Let's look at Rashi very quickly. Gam lo shemata, targum yonason, af lo shemata lemile, levaya, af lo kabilta, ulfon raisa, af lo piskame brochen, uloitan kaine, de akimas imchoin bechorev. You never listen to the words of the Torah that I've given you at the Matan Torah. In the past, you have not listened to the words of Hashem at the time of Matan Torah. Same idea. You are stubborn and rebellious. Rav Schwab says, his own interpretation, that this pasuk is part of the prediction of the future. In other words, again, we're discussing here the 18 years between the fall of Bavel and rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash. What happened in those 18 years? The miracle of Purim, that we'll see a little bit soon, but the first major event was the Pekida. The remembrance, where Hashem told the Jewish people to return to Eretz Yisrael through Koresh. Koresh said, all any Jew who wants to return can return. You can go back and rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. How many Jews returned? Very few. Only 42 or 43,000, and that only happened later. That only happened after the miracle of Purim. So a very small number of Jews returned to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. So that's what he's saying in this pasuk. Gam loy shamata. When Koresh made an announcement and he said that there is one God of the world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and He has selected me to be His instrument in rebuilding His Beis HaMikdash and to give permission to His nation to return, you made believe that you did not hear the message of Koresh. Gam loy shamata. You didn't listen to His instructions. Gam lo yadata, you didn't acknowledge that now was a shas hakosher to bring Mashiach to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash, which would have lasted forever. Gam then me'oz lo piticha oznecha, you didn't open up your ears to his words, repeating himself to this incredible event, opportunity that presented itself for you to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. Ki yodati, Yeshayah says, I know that in the future, in the 180 years, when Koresh will tell you to rebuild, you'll rebel against Hashem. Yodati bogoy tivgoid. You will betray Hashem. You will not return to Eretz Yisrael. Uposhe mi beten koriloch. He interprets beten to mean rebirth. Renaissance. Rebirth. It was a time of rebirth. The time of the building of the Bayis Sheni. There are numerous Mamre Chazal that tell us that the rebuilding of the Bayis Sheni was meant to be what we call the Bayis Shlishi, a Beis HaMikdash that will last forever. And the miracles that were supposed to happen at that time were supposed to be greater than the miracles that happened in the time of Yetzias Mitzrayim. It was an opportunity, but the Jewish people did not seize the moment. They decided they're very happy here in Golis, they're very happy to live in Bavel, they intermarried, and only a very small 5% of the Jewish population decided they're going to return to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. It was a lost opportunity, and it's viewed as a begida against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They failed to listen to the call, to pay attention, to seize that moment to bring Mashiach. And that's how he interprets his pasuk Rav Shab to that begida. So they have very two different interpretations. You have Rashi and the Mitzudos. Rashi is we work with the Targum, it's referring to Tam Bantar, but according to them, it's very spashit. Very pashut is that here Yeshayah is saying, I'm going to tell you things about the future which he has not yet told us. That's going to be coming on later on, what he's going to tell us. I'm going to tell you, but it's just a lost cause. It'll go in one ear, go out the other ear, because I know you. You are people that never listen to me, even though I have a proven track record. You just ignore me. You're sleeping. And that's how he learns gam lo yishamata in the past. Gam lo yadata in the past. Gam yaz lo pitecho aznech in the past. Ki yadati bagoy tivgod in the past. Bashemi betin karolach in the past. According to Rav Schwab, it's a Jewish, of course, this is a prediction for the future. I'm telling you now, there's going to come a point in time where there's going to be a pekida by Koresh to rebuild the Beis Hamikdash, but I know you're not going to pay attention, you're not going to seize the moment, it's going to be a lost opportunity to bring Mashiach. Next pasuk. Pasuk La Tes. So Hashem says, even though it's going to be, let's work with Rav Schwab's approach at this moment, even though you will rebel against me, you will not hear the call to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash, and I will be fully justified in punishing you at this point in time. I'm not. Why will I not punish you at this point in time? Leman Shemi Arichapi. For the sake of my name, Chilul Hashem, I will be patient. I will hold back my anger. Usihilasi Echtamloch, and due to my praise, since you are my nation, and it's a disgrace to the glory of Kadosh Baruch Hu, Echtam Loch. Echtam is a very unusual expression. Here it's interpreted to mean something similar to Arich Api. Echtam is the Choytem, is the nose. Just like the word Af is the nose, Choytem is the nose. And in the context here it means I will hold back, I will extend the breath in my nose. When a person is angry, smoke comes out of his nose. So when a person holds back his anger, he holds it back in his nose. So that's Erech. I will extend the anger in my nose. And Echtam Loch is the same expression. I will hold back the anger in my nose. Levilti hachrisecha, not to destroy you. And that means, according to how we interpret the pasuk, according to Rav Shabbos, Shabbos is based upon many midrash, many marchazal, that the reason why we suffered the near extinction at the time of the miracle of Purim was because we failed. It was a punishment to take up the opportunity to return to Eretz Yisrael. Before the miracle of Purim, Koresh made an announcement: "Go back home." You go back, rebuild the Beis HaMikdash, you're free to go. No one went. Everyone is sitting there. We're not going. We like it here. Good life. Married to a shiksa. Good life here. That's exactly what it was. We're not going. So Hashem, you're not going to go? Okay. There'll be a Haman. There's a Haman. Lahashmed, laharav, la'abed, eskol, ha'yehudim, minar, v'yadzokim, v'yom echad. You don't want to go? I'll finish you off right here. And what happened? Esther, Mordechai, they were mispalel, undeserved. Hashem listened to the tefillos, but it was undeserved. Why? Leman Shemi Usihilasi. The Chilul Hashem that would have occurred in the world. The whole world was watching. I had to do it. I had to save you. But it was undeserved. You should have won. It was a punishment for not taking up. It was a begida, a betrayal of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not taking up Hashem's calling. Let's finish up until the summer. Oh, so then the miracle happened. So what happened? So the miracle happened, and when the miracle happened, they were renewed. But that was after the miracle happened, and then they saw the Yad Hashem, and they were inspired. And then there came a second sin. The inspiration should have caused the entire population to go to Eretz Yisrael, the town of Daryavish, after the death of Ahasuerus. Daryavish's son took over. He gave permission once again to return to Eretz Yisrael. Through the inspiration of the miracle, they should have all made Aliyah to Eretz Yisrael, but they failed to do so. Again, a second time. A second time they failed. But here we don't find HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem still allowed the Midrash to be built, and then there was Baisheni was destroyed 420 years later, and so on and so forth. But there was a double sin. That's how he explains Joshua. There was a sin before the miracle of Purim, which brought about the tsar of Lahashim Lahar Glavet. Then there was the miracle, because they did Shuvah. That Shuvah should have catapulted them all the way to the Madrego to do a complete Shuvah and return to Eretz Yisrael, and they failed again. And that's where it stops. Hashem said, what am I going to do now? I mean, they didn't learn the lesson. All right, so let it go. They'll have a base Hamidash of 420 years. It's not going to be the permanent base Hamidash. It'll just be for 420 years. And then there'll be a Golas for 2,000 years until we become Mashiach will come. So there's a whole process. Okay, let's finish until the Samach. We want to finish Pasuk Yudeis. Hineit Siraf Tichav Levichosev, I have purified you, but not with the Chosev, the Korab Arzel. When silver is put into a furnace, and there's a fire, and the fire removes all of the impurities, of the silver, that the equivalent of purifying Klal Yisrael in a furnace that purifies silver would be to put us in Gehenna. As I came today, someone said to me, "It's so high outside, you just must have forgot to close the door to Gehenna." All the heat. This is Gan Eden. You can imagine what Gehenna is like. So Gehenna is the equivalent of the furnace that purifies silver. Hashem said, "I did not do that. I did not bring about your destruction and bring all of you to Gehenna. I have purified you, but v'loy v'chesef. How did I purify you? B'charticha, I have chosen you. In this context, it means I have purified you. I have chosen you b'chur oni, with affliction. I decided better than bring the whole Klal Yisrael to Gehenna, let them live in this world and suffer oni, affliction of galus. And the galus will be a purification process for Klal Yisrael to bring them to where they need to go. There are two mahalchim, either it's Gehenim or it's Galus. There's a medrash somewhere about Avraham Avinu, Hashem gave him a choice. What do you want better? By the Bris Baruch Hu, Avraham said that Kadosh Baruch Hu, he said, "Bama Eida Ki Yerushanu was a sin you did not fit the Kadosh Baruch Hu, but Eretz Yisrael, Hashem said, give you a choice, either Gehenim or Galus." So Avraham told Hashem, "Gehenim, better Gehenim." So Hashem said, "I overrule you. I know you prefer Gehenna, but I'm going to change the document. Trust me, it's better for you. There should be Golus and not Gehenna." And that's exactly what it says here in the Pasuk. Hinei tzarafticha, I have purified you, but v'loy v'chesef, not the way you purify silver. B'charticha, I have chosen you, I have selected, I have chosen for you, I have purified you. Here it's a borrowed expression. I purified you b'chur with a furnace of oni, of affliction, of galus. Lam yud aleph lemani lemani eseh. Dub twice. The reason why I'm going to do this, I'm going to allow you to go and rebuild the Beis Hamidrash during the time of the Bayi Sheni. It's not because you are deserving lemani. It's for my sake. Eseh ki eich yeich yechol. How could I allow my name to be profaned? Chilul Hashem. The whole world was watching. The Jewish people went into this suffered. They went into Golus. The whole world said, the Jewish people, there's nothing, there's no hope. They're finished. Hashem has abandoned them, has rejected them. It will be a very great chil Hashem, even though you're not deserving. I have to show the world that you are my chosen nation. I care for you. And therefore, I'm going to allow you to rebuild the Bayi Sheni. I'm not going to give my honor to anyone else. And if I have no choice but to do this, many people say that that's the same thing with after the Holocaust. After the Holocaust, the whole world was watching. How can HaKadosh Baruch Hu abandon the Jewish people? How could it be such a terrible thing? 6 million people. It must be that Chas V'Shalom, no one's watching us. And therefore, same idea, Lamani Lamani HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what about the miracles of Eretz Yisrael, State of Israel, where Al Mamish, HaKol Moedim, Lamala, Miderech HaTevla, the land was developed, whether you're a Zionist, not a Zionist, but HaKol Moedim, that the Hashkach and Eretz Yisrael to develop the land to the degree that it was developed in such a short period of time is Lamala Miderech HaTeva. And that's the same idea that the whole world is watching. There cannot be this Chil Hashem where Klal Yisrael suffers to such a degree. Hashem has to always compensate and show that we are His chosen nation. Those people are bucking in history. They show that every time there was a terrible tragedy in Klal Yisrael, it was always followed with an unusual success, hashkacha of rebuilding, regrowth, renaissance, and that's exactly the first time that happened. It's right here after the Churban of the Bayis Rishon. They came to Bavel, even though we did not take up the call of Koresh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had rachamim because lemani, ak eich yechol uchvodi li'achel lo etein. We'll stop here.